Welcome everybody, share number 965, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Simen Reish Tes Vav. We're going through, of course, the brachas of answering Amen, and we are actually in the middle of the part of the end of Reish Tes Vav, which talks about Bracha Sheni Tzricha, Bracha Levatola, and so on, those halachas. Now, interesting thing in the Dirushu, you have a lot of interesting things that he brings down here and there. Just as side notes, if you want to call it that, in the Ha'aretz, in conjunction with what we're learning. So he brings down sometimes a derech, a lot of times they'll cross reference. I want to explain something, an interesting thing that, I don't know, a lot of people I don't really understand so clear. But you have the derech, I mean, this is just a reference in the learning per se, learning halacha, especially Arachayim. People should have a good understanding. You have the derech and you have the Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar. The Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar, which is great, he explains the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't bring so much, you know, other shitas, but he actually explains the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, giving hakdamas and going through line by line and clarifying what the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha is trying to say. And again, sometimes he'll give you a background from the Gemara or something like that. So that's really the Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar, and it's a whole big set. It's something like 27 volumes. Tremendous work that was done by a bunch of Talmid Chachamim, I think in Eretz Yisrael. But so that's the Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar. Then you have the Dirushu. Everybody knows, quote unquote, Dirushu. Everybody knows, oh, Mishnah Berurah Dirushu, this Dirushu, Dirushu. So the Mishnah Berurah Dirushu, he doesn't so much explain. It's not something whereby he's explaining the Mishnah Berurah, but most of the time he brings side notes in conjunction and sometimes cross-referencing and other shittas sometimes. Not opposite to Mishnah Berurah, but extra in various different subjects which are very similar to what we're talking about in the Mishnah Berurah. So that's the Dirushu, and he goes number by number, and it's very, very, a lot of times he'll cross reference to other simanim and stuff like that, and bring us a halacha that's very similar, like the one we're going to talk about today. So I just wanted to explain that. I found in the past a lot of people, they say, yeah, if you want to understand the Mishnah Berurah, I'll learn the Dirushu. The Dirushu does not explain the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, it's from what I understand. It's the Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar that you would need if you want to have the better understanding of the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha and the Mechaber and the Ramah and the whole Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim. That's for sure. Mishnah Berurah Ois V'Hadar. But there's, like I said, brings all the extra stuff which is extremely important and is severely needed. Let's put it like that. So what he's mentioning today, what I just want to read in the Dirushu, actually in Ois number 29, we read from Ois number 29 the last couple of Shiurim, actually, the last two Shiurim. This is, I think, the third Shiur we're reading from Ois 29 in Simen Reish Tes Vav. So he explains that, and he cross-references the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Chaf Hei, which is actually talking about Hilchas Tefillin. As we know in Hilchas Tefillin, at least Ashkenazim, how they do it is they make the bracha, they make Laniach Tefillin, then they make Al Mitzvah Tefillin on the Reish. So Lemaisa, again, this is how the Ashkenazim, the minig is like that. And so, but the question is, so as we know, everybody knows, it's a machlokes. If you say al mitzvah tefillin, not say mitzvah tefillin, but the laniach tefillin, that's the first bracha, that's the main bracha. So what do we do? The Ashkenazim, what they do after al mitzvah tefillin, they say baruch, you put on your tefillin, you tighten it, everything, make sure it's done. Then you say baruch shem kevod malchus el nevod. And obviously, you're not doing it right away. Like we spoke about last year, you have to do it right away. Say baruch shem, right? If I make a mistake, in a brach, you have to say Baruch Hashem Kivoyim Al Chusay Li Oylam Voed, and you're supposed to do it right away. But over here, by tefillin, you're putting on the you finish the brachas, and then you adjust the tefillin and everything, and then afterwards you say Baruch Hashem Kivoyim Al Chusay Li Oylam Voed. So number one, it's a big time lapse, like we saw, and we said b'diyeved, the time lapse is okay. And number two, why are we doing this? Because we said last time, I just want to explain it, that we'll see the punchline. In other words, we said last time that you can't just make a bracha. If somebody makes a bracha sheni tzricha or a bracha levatala, there's no real way to fix it. You have to do tshuva and be careful the next time. But it's some sort of a tikkun, a little bit of a tikkun or a preventive agent, if you want to call it, to say Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Elan Vod. And we spoke about that last year. So we do this by tefillin, but when we say the second bracha. So what's going on? If you're not supposed to say the second bracha, why do we say, in other words, Al Mitzvah Tefillin? Why do we say Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Elan Vod? Just don't say the bracha. Well, what are you saying, the bracha and saying Baruch Shem? No. So he explains from that Mishnah Berurah over there that that's a different case. That Shem Ikra Din Einei Naktim Tzorch Levarach Alem. Really, could be you don't have to say it, Elish Yesh Cholkim, but it's a machloikis, right? So therefore, it's a machloikis. That's the bottom line. Safik brachas lahakol. So really, we shouldn't be saying okay. But what we do is we make sort of like a pshara, like in the middle, in order not to have a whole machloikis. We make sort of like a pshara, right? A settlement, if you want to call it. And we say Baruch Shem. We'll say the bracha val mitzvahs tefillin with Baruch Shem kivay malchus alim vod. Okay, fine. So that's what we do. So, but over there, there's a reason for it. But what the point I want to get to is that he says that brings down the derisha again. B'shem the Mishnah Berurah over there in Siman Chaf. Hey, Sif Cotton Chaf Aleph, he quotes, She'i Efshe Levarech V'loimar Miyad Achakach Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Alin Vod. In other words, V'mokim Shemesupik Im Tzarech Levarech. In other words, we said last time, if you have a question of Sofik Brachas, I don't remember, did I make a Shehakol? Did I not make a Shehakol? It's Sofik Brachas Lahakol. So you don't make over the Shehakol. You try and get out of it, take something else to eat, make a Shehakol on that, and have your food in mind, the other food in mind, but you don't make over that shahakal, right? So why not? Let me just make over the shahakal, just like by the tefillin, and that's all. No, he says we don't do that. We don't do that, but in other words, I'll make over the shahakal again, and I'll say, Baruch Shem, Kivay Malchus Elen Vod. I'll take a bite of the food, and I'll say, Baruch Shem, Kivay Malchus Elen Vod, on the same food. I don't remember if I made a shahakal on my candy, on my chocolate, let's say, right? So I'll make a shahakal again, I'll take a bite, and now I'll say, Baruch Shem, Kivay Malchus Elen Vod. What's wrong with that, right? Maybe it's like tefillin, like the tefillin, right? No, it's not. He says like this: If Mokim Shesafik Ibsarach Levarich, bringing from the Mishbuchi, Efshe Levarich Leimer Miyad, that you can't just go and say it, and then right afterwards say Baruch Shem Kvay Malchus Alavod. You can't do that. If it's a Sofik, I don't remember that I make a shakel. You don't make it. Sofik Brachas Lahakel, unless it's a Deraisa. So if somebody's full, by benching. If you're not full, you don't say over benching either. But you try and get out of it, you eat it because it's the bread. But you don't say over benching if you're not full. If you're full, you say over benching. But if anything else, all over Suffolk Brachs, you don't say it, and you can't just say it and then say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elan Vod. That's not going to help. That's not going to work. So that's what he says. She'efshe Levarach Leima Miyad Achakach Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elan Vod. Don't do that. Mimnei Baruch Shem. Why? Because now he explains the punchline. Because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elan Vod is Einai Tikkun Gomer. It's not a tikkun. It's not you fixing it. It's not like you're doing, you're making it that it didn't happen. No, it did happen, and you have to do tshuva, and you have to the next time be more careful. It's not a full tikkun. It's only over there. It's like we said last time. It's an inyan. It's a something that you have to do, but it's a little bit of a fixing to show, you know, that there's a distinction. You made a mistake. Okay, whatever. But it's not. It's ainay tikkun gomer. It says that's the point over here. Ainay tikkun gomer. It's not a complete fixing, like you wiped off the bracha levatala. It's not. So, but still, you have to say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Elan Vod. So why by tefillin? So we said by tefillin it's machlokes to begin with if you make the bracha. So when you're not sure if you made the bracha, so you don't do it. As everybody says, you're not supposed to do it. But by tefillin, it's already machlokes over there. We use it to stick it in over there. But otherwise, if you're not sure if you made a bracha, you can't just go around making brachas and you're not sure. Maybe bracha levatala, bracha shem tzricha. Now I'll say Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus Elan Vod. Be careful not to do that. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and Baruch Kol Tov.